You're listening to SBS News.
The Australian government has secured enough doses of the coronavirus vaccine to inoculate the adult population three times over, if required. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt has confirmed today that the government had access to approximately 140 million doses to cover 25 million people. Mr. Hunt says he spoke to the company Pfizer and explains the latest advice Australia has about the planned vaccine rollout.
Still on track for first vaccines to be received in February. The final date hasn't been confirmed, but that was the advice as of yesterday from the country head in Australia. And then the final doses and the pace of those, we'll receive information on that in the coming weeks. So start date for the latter half of February was advised again to us yesterday, and so there's no change in that.
Mr. Hunt has also said that the timing and volume of subsequent distributions will be confirmed to Australia over the coming weeks. He says hospital staff and GPs will start training on how to administer them. He also commented on the Sydney travel bubble, which New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian raised.
We've always been very supportive of the idea of expanding the existing travel bubble with New Zealand. This is based very much on the health advice, and so we keep countries under review, and as has been set out, we identify them as minimal risk or green, which is New Zealand. Other countries are being considered. They're currently in the amber or moderate risk level.
Mr. Hunt says if Australia is able to put in the appropriate protections, then the bubble could well be expanded, but that will be based on very hard medical data.
The South Pacific is right at the front of the next phase of international travel bubbles. There's not a time frame at the moment. It's when we believe that the evidence is there.
This week, Mr. Hunt signed health orders to bring new rules for international travel, which will take effect from Friday. They require people to have a COVID-19 test within 72 hours of their scheduled departure to Australia, with masks required on all international flights. Meantime, Victoria has recorded its 15th straight day without any locally acquired cases of COVID-19, with one person in hotel quarantine testing positive to the virus. Premier Daniel Andrews says he's pleased with the number of Victorians getting tested, with 20,070 tests being processed.
That brings the total number of tests to 4,321,565, one of many metrics that shows how hard Victorians have worked.
The hotel quarantine program has been a contentious issue for Victoria. When it comes to Victorian quarantine protocols, a government spokeswoman has said that returned overseas travellers have been advised that since December the 7th last year, guests will be required to pay a fee towards their mandatory quarantine stay. While in Queensland, coronavirus restrictions are set to ease slightly as the state records no new locally transmitted COVID-19 cases. In the Greater Brisbane area, masks will no longer be mandatory in public indoor areas, and social distancing will return to one person per 2 square metres from 1 a.m. on Friday. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says Queenslanders should still exercise caution in crowded places.
We're asking people that, you know, you're encouraged. If you are going into a crowded area or on public transport or in a shopping centre and you can't socially distance and you feel uncomfortable, just put a mask on. I mean, you can do that. That's entirely up to you.
Dancing and gatherings of up to 50 people in private homes and 100 people in public will be permitted, and seated, ticketed venues will return to 100% capacity. It's also the fourth straight day of zero locally acquired COVID cases in New South Wales. 5 have been recorded in travellers in hotel quarantine. Dr. Jeremy McAnulty from New South Wales Health says testing numbers need a boost before restrictions can be eased.
New South Wales Health is continuing to urge people across Sydney, but particularly in the city's west and southwest and northern beaches, to come forward for testing if they have even the mildest of symptoms, such as a sore throat or cough. High testing rates help reveal cases that would otherwise go undetected. Every person who gets tested is not only helping to protect others in the community, but they're also playing an important role in helping contain the spread of COVID-19.
In South Australia, Premier Stephen Marshall says the state is aiming to lift border restrictions with Greater Sydney at the end of the month. And in Tasmania, a cautious approach will remain for parts of the Greater Sydney area, with 24 local government areas moving from medium to low risk, but restrictions will remain for a further 10. The health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. In your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sarah Shalala, SBS News.